This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A text-a-palooza, Todd. You can do your text. I'll do mine. We didn't get to a lot of them in the last hour here, so we want to do that. We're also going to do some more ag trivia. We'll do a little ag trivia today. We did one just a little bit ago. Tell you what, let's do this. I'll give you a question in a couple of moments here, and then you can text the answer. We did that yesterday. Worked out well. Lots of fun, and give away our final, gosh darn it, anyway, our final one. So fun doing egg trivia. We had a good time with them. Might have to do that more often. I had a lot of fun with that this week. For Farm Bureau Week, wrapping up, which I understand had a wonderful day. In fact, I have some photos I need to get up. I'm backed up on the photos. I did get all of the ones from the Chimney Butte Ranch up. Thanks again, by the way, to our wonderful hosts, Doug Hilly, his wife Carol, their daughter Steph. They were so gracious, and the Chimney Butte Ranch is great. I had people yesterday call, or text rather, and email, hey, you said the name too fast. Well, I'm sorry, I usually do. We only have a two-hour show here, so we go fast. But I'll slow down and tell you, it was the Chimney Butte Ranch, which is online at chimneybutteranch.com, okay? And also that you can call them at 701-445-7383. 701-445-7383. I think it was Doug talking about those bulls. He had a couple of bulls left over from the bull sale, and he was singing their praises, and I think folks, they want, how do I get a hold of this guy? I want to call him. So then now you got it. It's Doug Hilly, H-I-L-L-E, two. A lot of you want to know how to spell it, so. And the text, rather, the phone number is 445-7383. That was yesterday at Chimney Butte Ranch. Today, we are at the University of Mary campus at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, North Dakota, having a grand old time. We're going to chat in just a moment with Rachel Brash a little bit about everything that's happening with the University of Mary and what they do here. And there are a number of companies that partner with the University of Mary, use the education they provide as a benefit. And in this day and age, when we have 16,000 vacant positions right now, that's important. So, really good. So, Todd, how about I'll start, and you can give me a few as well. Some, as usual, wonderful listeners. This one, Todd, no offense, and don't buzzer me for this, because I'm just simply repeating something that was said earlier. But if you must buzz, go ahead. Texter says, one, Scott, you were right the first time. It's Sue.
Well, I can't buzz you on text. You're reading somebody else's text. So.
Okay, I didn't say it. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you know, you're reading a text. It's when you say it of your own volition that I have to buzz you.
By the way, the UND hockey team plays at 4 today. St. Cloud State in that first matchup in the Frozen, whatever they call that now. It's the old WCHA Final Five. That's what I still call it. But the NCHC tournament down in the Twin Cities today. It's a big game. They got to win, absolutely, to be guaranteed a spot. They got to win today, tomorrow.
Well,
two, 7:10,
as a matter of fact.
Yes, exactly. You can't. Most folks will be moving around, so 7:10 a.m. On your radio dial, you can get it at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Two, says this texter, there are actually Democrats who are denouncing Hillary's speech in India for being highly divisive and self-serving and could damage the party's chances this fall. Well, they're not in North Dakota. I didn't hear any denouncement. But when Trump does something bad, they want people to denounce Trump even though they had nothing to do with it. The same should be held true there. I honestly want to know what Hillary Clinton, Max Schneider, Ben Hansen, Joshua Boshi, and these others believe about what she had to say. Your turn, Todd. I'll find another here.
My turn what?
To read a text. I said you can read a few.
Pretty disappointed to hear Scott say alcoholism and opioid addiction are on the same level as cancer.
I think there's something, we'll save this for a different day. I don't want to debate this today. But I do believe there's something in our brains, not all of us have it, but some have it, that cause you to be addicted. And that is no different than cancer in a tumor in your colon or your foot or whatever. That's a flaw in your brain. Now, are there people who have abused alcohol that have quit alcohol and been able to overcome it? Absolutely. But there's other people that can't. And I'm 100% sure science teaches us that. What I'm not sure of is how to explain that to you. So I'll get an expert to do
that. And it's not just alcohol either. I mean, there are other addictions.
Texture says, this is Jerry. Scott, am I ill-informed? Are you being allowed to attend a Democratic State Convention or not? Please elaborate once again on the air. Do you have the voicemails handy, Tom? I'll just tell you. Strange occurrence.
I applied
for credentials. I received a call, and we played it yesterday on the air, that said...
Oh, you play it?
No. You can play the second one. You're not going to like the answer, but we're not granting you a credential. I called and said, what? He said, well, for commentators, for pundits, we decide whether you get in or not, and you're not going to get in. I said, wow, that's the first time it's ever happened, anytime ever, but okay. 45 minutes later, I got this voicemail message.
Hi, Scott. Daniel here over at the State Democratic Party again. Not to run around in circles with you here, but if you're still interested in having credentials, I'm being told that I can provide those to you, so give me a call back, and we will talk soon. All right, thanks. Bye.
So he told me when I called him back that he was overruled. I did talk to a prominent Democrat in the middle of all this because there were rumors they were going to do this. Grand Forks host had heard the same thing. And the prominent Democrat I talked to an even more prominent Democrat, and they both agreed this is the stupidest idea ever. I think those two people fixed this. But I think party officials wanted to do it that way. So I will be there. But it's pretty petty that they would do that. The real IRS does not make phone calls, says another texter. They only work through the mail system. Exactly right. Exactly what we were saying.
Well, and there was the video out there of, and I had posted the other day, with some, I forget where, who, some law enforcement guy getting one of those scam calls right there at the station. And so he put it on speaker, and they videoed the whole thing. And, oh, they're coming to get me, huh? And he's in the station in uniform, and they're going to come arrest him? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right is right. Rachel Brash is here from the University of Mary. We're going to tell you a little bit about the good work they do here at the Rough Rider Center. This is just an absolutely beautiful facility. And Rachel is the executive director of University of Mary Worldwide. And we're in one of the worldwide University of Mary campuses. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm well.
Fabulous to see you.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, this is a great facility. How's it working out?
It is working out wonderfully. We just finished up our sixth class last night. And so we have a group of 14 students taking classes here, right here in this classroom, and online. And so it's a great opportunity to serve Watford City and allow these people to continue their lives, to be able to continue with their family obligations, with work, and gain an education right in their town.
This is in Watford City, North Dakota, and it is a education that you can get, a great education, and the accessibility, the affordability, all of that is incredible. Tell me about the partnerships you have with businesses, too.
Mm-hmm. Our partnerships are really a key component of what we do at the university. We want to, and we do, partner with different employers in the area to find out what do you need in your workforce and how can we help you meet that need. Education really anchors a community. And so we're here to provide that, whether it's through undergraduate degrees, master's degrees, certificates. We even do seminars, right, on an afternoon. We are here to ensure that we can provide education that's relevant, that's applicable, that assists people in doing better and can contribute to the communities even more.
Does the partnership include, okay, Rachel's going to sit down with the HR folks and find out what they need more of in their workforce, and then the curriculum is crafted to meet that particular need?
That's exactly right. We have a wide suite of offerings that we can do, and so we look for opportunities where we can sit down with stakeholders within organizations and find out what they need, and then we craft a plan and deliver it.
And I would imagine makes a big difference. Look, there are a lot of job opportunities out there, so people that are looking for work can be choosy, right? And so if one of them says, here's a free education, you can better yourself, you can get that degree, and then when you do, you can go into management and make more. It's got to be pretty attractive, huh?
Absolutely, because people want to retain their workforce as much as they want to develop and attract new talent. And so this allows them to do that. We provide scholarships to the employees, so it's more cost-effective for them. We work with employers if they have a group of students that need to get through and need to get certain courses. We'll scholarship those students, too. It's all about the conversation of what you need, how fast can we deliver it, and what platform works best for you.
What do you most want people to know about this facility in Watford City and UMary worldwide in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a cue from what we've been focusing this week at the University of Mary. It's Benedict and Awareness Week, and we've had just a wonderful time celebrating our founding sisters, right? What they did, and when they came out to Dakota Territory, the grit that it took to come out here and serve the community. That's what we do with that at the University of Mary worldwide. Is we go out and we serve the community where it needs to be served, and we're committed to being here. We're committed to being a long-term community partner, and we always welcome opportunities to hear from people about what they need, because higher education needs to be in partnership with people.
I'll have Rachel give you her contact information when we come back from the break here as well, and so you can sit down and have those conversations, because really each one of these is customized, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. So employers, listen up. This HR folks, listen up. This is a great thing that you can do in your community wherever you are. So stay tuned. More after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck If you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be lady tonight.
It's Frank Friday, folks, on What's On Your Mind. First-time callers go to the front of the line and receive a free MyPillow. So if you're a first-time caller, long-time listener, but never called the program before, call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First-time caller, got another MyPillow to give away. All right, so Rachel, I wanted you to share your contact information, because I just think if again, we have an enormous workforce challenge going on right now in the state. It's huge. And here's what I really want everybody to understand. We've had workforce challenges in the past, and we pretty much met them. I mean, when the Bakken became the Bakken, that was this world-class play, okay, the rest of the country was in decline. They were going the wrong ways. It's what I believe history books will call the Obama years, okay? Anemic growth. And people would go anywhere for a job. And so now we're in a very different position. We have, unemployment on the decline. We have the economy that's beginning to roar, and I believe it's even going to get more. So people don't need to leave where they live to get a job. But we still need people. We still need the job. So now we just have to be that much better at recruiting people to our state, to our cities, to our towns, and take advantage of the assets that we have. The University of Mary is one of those assets. Because if you're an HR director charged with hiring 500, 1,000 people, whatever it is, you need bells and whistles. You need something when that person's sitting across the table that goes, oh, wow, you do that? None of the other interviews I've been in said they did that. So that's why these partnerships are so important. So have the conversation with Rachel and craft that. I mean, and hear the stories about the companies that have MBI Energy. You know, their CEO has told me, Scott, every job I have that's unfilled is revenue. So please help us fill the jobs. Well, they've used the University of Mary in these partnerships. So how do those conversations start? How do you suggest people contact you, Rachel?
Sure. Give me a call at 701-355-8030 or email enroll@umary.edu.
Perfect. Our friend and your colleague, Jerome Richter, has a new addition.
That's right.
Have you seen the picture yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. I get to show you actually the photo. And this for everybody else, this you'll just have to understand how beautiful and precious this little wonderful baby boy, Joseph Patrick Richter, is. You aren't even going to believe it. He sent it to my wife and I, so I'm having trouble finding the email. But everybody's well. Joseph was a little bugger, like 4 pounds, 8 ounces or something. How about that? Oh, I can't find it. I have too many texts.
Well, what a blessing for him and Sarah.
Trust me. Adorable. And you know what? It looks like Patrick.
Oh.
Joseph looks like his big brother Patrick.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
What a great family.
You see it on the radio. Exactly right. So anyway, congrats to Jerome and Sarah Richter on the new addition. Another boy. I wonder if they were secretly wishing for a girl. Do you think? Mary, you're still queen. You're still queen. I love it. Rachel, good chatting with you.
Thanks. You too, Scott.
You bet. Take care. Father Brian Gross is going to join us here. And when you see Father, send him this way. And we'll have him chat a little bit. I mentioned that earlier that we'd visit about how Watford's coming from a pastoral perspective. And also talk about, as I mentioned earlier, Gene Feeder on the mend. And home getting stronger every day. And an incredible story. And I believe an incredible testament to prayer as well. No doubt about that. Bob at Valley City wanted to get a comment in here. Let's get you in, Bob, at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
I wondered, I had the opportunity to sit in on a couple of court cases down in Valley City with minors in consumption of alcohol. And there was 6 kids in there. And the one that was most interesting to me was he was on his 4th minor in consumption. And the judge spent more time giving him his rights rather than chastising him for his behavior. And even on his 4th minor in consumption, he was given a $400 fine, 20 days community service, and a slap on the wrist says, don't do that again. And as I sat through, that was the same thing all the way through, all of them, 6 kids. Slap on the wrist, little bit of money, little bit of community service.
Okay, wait a minute. The one more detail I want. On the other kids, were they fourth-time offenders too?
No, the worst one was the fourth. One guy was on his fourth. One kid was on his third. Two guys were on their second, and one guy was on his first.
Basically
what they were doing was saying, yeah, this is okay. You're not going to get in any trouble. It's not that big a deal. So, and I asked the clerk of court, I said, why isn't anybody going to jail? Well, where would we put them? Well, I don't know where we'd put them, but it seems to me that what they're doing is creating more people that want to get DUIs, because these kids, most of them were driving when they were doing this. Instead of getting a DUI, they got a minor in consumption rather than a DUI. And I don't know the particulars about it, but it seems to me
Kelly Armstrong, an attorney and also a member of the legislature, state senator. Senator Kelly Armstrong actually crafted a good chunk of that most recent DOI legislation. I don't remember if it dealt with the charges you're talking about, but we have him scheduled to join us next week. So I'm going to bring this up with him and just see if this is maybe an example of where we need some reform. Because obviously, when they're in that kind of trouble, and then they do again and again, and then of course, it becomes a gateway to other bad things.
It seems to me, and I actually, one of my grandsons was one of them, just what kids do sometimes. But the other kids, I actually knew several of the other kids, and I'm going, why haven't you learned anything? Well, I learned, but, I'll be 21 pretty soon, and I won't have to worry about it. I said, well, if you're 21 and you're driving under the influence and you get a DUI, well, I'm just not going to do that. Well, I don't think they're setting a very good example through the court system about this. And I just noticed, and I was really getting angry at this judge because I'm sure he's under some requirement that's what he's supposed to do, but it just seemed that he was not allowed to do anymore to make these kids responsible.
Yeah, that's disturbing to say the least, and a good illustration of something most of us wouldn't see on a daily basis. So, Bob, I appreciate you sharing that, okay? Thanks very much. I'm going to get Kenny and South Amanda in here, but Kenny, I'm going to tell you in advance, I have 30 seconds for you, so give me your best 30 seconds here.
All right, thanks, Scott. Just wanted to let the listeners know that the United States Cattlemen's Association filed a petition at FSIS, and that is the Food Safety and Inspection Service. What we're looking for is letters of support. We're trying to get a definition on what beef and meat is. We have these alternative sources like the new fake meat, the lab growing product. So I'd like for your listeners to go to the United States Cattlemen's Association's website. You can find all the information there and file a letter of support behind our petition.
Kenny, thanks for that. It's a big issue. Of course, Sonny Perdue was in the state a week ago today. Donald Trump's ag secretary was asked about that issue. Fake meat and fake news. Can you believe it? We got both. I can't even believe it. Check it out. The ag trivia and more coming up after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Much I appreciate your radio program, but I think you're missing an opportunity to advertise for North Dakota. He's a former North Dakota Bismarck resident, Kelly Maxner. He's in the Iditarod. In every interview that he has in video, he has on a NDU stocking cap with the Sioux logo on it as well. Every interview for the last several years, he's wearing his green NDU stocking cap. I just wanted to check him out on the Iditarod website and look at his videos of his interviews. Thanks. I appreciate you a lot. Thanks for your program. I listen to it every day.
The highest compliment you can pay us. Say you listen every day. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I love it when they do that. Josh DeMaul's done a good job with that, too. He's not afraid to, wear his, I think they've co-opted it. I'm trying to remember, is he a UND grad? Okay, I think he might be.
NDSU, probably. I went to NDSU.
See, so. Here he goes again. This gentleman should have a radio show. Wait, he does. Yeah, yeah. He's one of the radio hosts on Real Presence Radio.
Right.
And so you can hear him there. And he is a friend of mine, Father Brian Gross, who is the pastor of Epiphany Catholic Church in Watford City. And part of a really unique, I think, unique in the sense that it's so robust and do so much good work of the pastoral group here in Watford, where pastors of all different denominations get together and do some good work. How you been?
Good. Good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here for sure. And we're going to do one more ag trivia for our friends at Burley County Farm Bureau. So listen for that coming up here in a minute. And I'll do it right now. I'll just do it by text. How about that? I'll give you the answer. Then we can chat with Father Brian. And then also Daniel Stenberg will be here. And more of your calls, questions, and comments. And let's see here. Here's the question. We raise a lot of dry edible beans in North Dakota. Of these, we lead the nation in production of this type of bean. All right? And, by the way, Terry Wonsick, you cannot answer this question. You are disqualified. A wonderful a farmer knows a little bit about this bean business out there in Jamestown, North Dakota. But everybody else, you're in. A lot of dry edible beans in North Dakota. We lead the nation in production of this type of bean. To answer that question and win Schweitzer's Meat $75 certificate, how about this? You dial us up right now at 701 Don't call, text 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Okay? There you go.
My guess is jelly beans?
It's not jelly beans.
Okay.
Sorry, you're disqualified.
Okay.
Josh DeMaul is a Minot State grad, according to Andy. Okay, all right. Well, he wears a lot of UND stuff. Even occasionally, Todd, he wears Sioux stuff. gosh, maybe it's because he's wearing it and I just said it. But UND game, by the way, UND hockey today at 4 o'clock, so check that out. Okay, so Father.
Yes.
First of all, we're at the University of Mary campus. Pretty cool, right? How'd this come to be?
Yeah, so I've been here in Watford City as the pastor, Epiphany here in Watford, and then also in Alexander, Our Lady of Consolation. And about, you know, 6.5 years ago when I showed up, I was invited by Linda Swihovic, at the time, who was here in Watford, to come and be on this, it's called Vision West, like a strategic planning. You know, obviously 2012, oil's going crazy. We're trying to figure out what we want Watford City to look like. How are we going to deal with all the infrastructure issues and so on? And so I come into this meeting, brand new to Watford City, head spinning, like, oh my gosh, what's going on here in this crazy town with the oil? And we go through this list of, I don't know, it was like 100 things. And you'd rate it 0 to 10. Do you want it in your town? And then the second question was rate 0 to 10. Do you think you're able to get it in your town? So, you know, you'd have like fish hatcheries. Like, well, do you want it in your town? Well, I don't know, 1, no, you know, whatever. Well, this one comes up, higher education. And 0 to 10, do you want it in your town? And there's like 20 of us around a table. We come back, we vote. You know, everybody wants higher education in their town, right? So it's a 9, it's a 10. The next rating, next question is, are we able to get it in our town? And everyone's 0, 1, 2, okay? So during our first break, I call up, text or talk to Jerome Richter. And I said, hey, Jerome, University of Mary, you guys love to go out and service areas that are, to make yourself present in areas that you know, aren't served well. And what do you think, Watford City? Is it even something I should bring up? I don't even bring it up if you're like, eh, you know, I don't know if we're able to do that. And he said, yeah, you bet, let's go. So by the end of that meeting, two-hour meeting, Gene Veeder, who at the time was head of economic development, myself, a number of other folks, decided that we were going to go and talk with University of Mary. And I know the university has mentioned, as far as from Watford City's end, they've never experienced, like, it was like they were courted, you know, come, please come to our town. And so that's where we find ourselves today. And so, and I think you mentioned him already, but Gene Veeder, you know, keep him in your prayers, obviously, as he recovers from his different illnesses. He's been, you know, one of the main reasons Watford City is the great place it is, so.
What a neat story.
Yeah, I could go on and on, but it was really something else.
And really, getting back again to the workforce needs, yeah, certainly of this part of North Dakota, right, for sure, to mm-hmm. keep, I mean, this is the epicenter. Within 80 miles of here is the sweet spot of the Bakken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is the epicenter of what's happening in the Bakken. So the workforce needs, even when oil is coming back up from, you know, 30, 40, you know, climbing as it has into the 60s, it is. This is always going to be a busy place, and always going to need people. Mm-hmm. And to have this ability for businesses to offer this, for people to be able to grow, to get the better opportunities, it's just wonderful. You mentioned Gene Veeder. One of the things I love about your pastoral group,
yeah,
was doing things like organizing, a moment of prayer before a county commission meeting in the county courthouse.
Right. Yeah.
Does that happen anywhere else,
yeah,
in America?
Probably. Yeah. Right.
You know, and
without getting sued.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. And and do you have that? And when he was in a very peril condition, and he's back home. Obviously, work to do yet, but I mean, that's a great example.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that's true about Watford City, one of the things I experienced very quickly when I came here is there's a particular unity that's present in this community. There's a real love to this community, that's certainly amongst just you know, the folks who are members of this community, new and old, but also within what we call our ministerial association. So, you know, Catholics, Lutherans, Wesleyans, Assembly of God, and so on and so forth. Right there, there is a particular relationship that's very healthy and that's very good. And so whether it's Gene Veeder or others in the community who are sick, whether they're our parishioners or not, very quickly, you know, there'll be a text message going around, and other folks will be, you know, shooting a text messages to us, and then we'll forward those on, you know, pray for this person, pray for that person. It's really a good healthy relationship that we possess. And
you have seen a lot coming here in your time when it was a little sleepier, and then as it took off, obviously, in the middle of the peak, and
right,
then it comes back down. So
right,
they come, they go. Give me, from a pastoral sense, how's the community doing? As we sit here today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the community's really healthy. The number that I just tell everybody, and these numbers are pretty good, are pretty solid as far as truthful, right? 10 years ago, Watford City was 1,600 people. Today, the school system has 1,600 kids.
Wow.
And in 10 years, the projections that just came out about a month ago from the Polk schools, in 10 years from now, they're projecting to go from 1,600 now to 3,200 kids. So, I mean, you look at the health of a community, and one of the first things you're going to look at is family life and kids, right? And Watford City's thriving. The parish, every weekend, there's always somebody new. There's always a new family, a new group that I'm able to see. And so that's what's so great about Watford. Certainly as oil does what it does now, you know, I like to say to people, it's not a boom, it's an industry now, and the industry is going to have peaks and valleys. But it seems to me that those peaks and valleys, there's still sort of the average curve is moving up, right? And so we have families that are sticking around, that are staying, that are really making choices to stay here. One of the big reasons is because of healthy churches and healthy communities and healthy schools. And so it's really great.
Keep doing what you're doing. It was fun to be part of Men's Night for a little while last night parish. So
yep.
I know great things happening there. Good to see you and all our best.
Thanks, Scott.
Father Brian Gross, we're going to get Daniel Stenberg in here, who heads up McKenzie County's economic development efforts, and talk a little bit about where they're at. We do have a winner in our Ag Trivia Contest from Burley County Farm Bureau. In fact, my phone was inoperable because someone was calling it, Todd. Has that ever happened to you? And so I will remind you, when I ask for your text answers, they have to be a text answer, and if you call, you won't get a response. But we did get a winner.
A half a quick second ring, and then it goes away, and they realize, oh, crap, I was supposed to text. Okay, let's hang up.
I think this person called 75 times during my conversation with Father Brian. Maybe 78. I lost track. But so I don't have the winner's telephone number here yet, but I'll text them after the show and let them know they're a winner. I just want to tell everybody else we had a winner. $75 gift certificate in Schweitzer's Meats. Gift certificates, by the way. Schweitzer's Meats. And thanks to the Burley County Farm Bureau. That was a lot of fun. We had fun celebrating Farm Bureau Week with you. And I do have some photos I still haven't put up from dear Elise at the big Ag Day event that Borton County Farm Bureau puts on yesterday. Some adorable things with kids and animals, and getting a chance to see agriculture up close was really good. Really, really neat. Let's chat with Daniel Stenberg now from the McKenzie County Economic Development Shop. Daniel, how are you?
Very good, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Appreciate you having us on.
How's things?
Things are good. Things are getting hot already, and it's only March in terms of activity.
So walk me through the last year, kind of little bit by bit there. I mean, have you seen this like, oh here we go again kind of thing? I know it's obviously not $100 oil, but it's certainly, you feel it in the air. There's a lot more going on, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think the story of the past few months and going on till next year is gas plants. There's about 4 gas plants in and around Watford City that are coming up, and they're all start at $100 million project. The Demicks Lake One Oak project is a $400 million project, and so one project
$400 million.
Correct, yeah.
And the others at least $100 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do the math, folks, on that. What does a gas plant project look like? What does it mean for economic development?
Well, so that is, those are stable jobs. I mean, drilling jobs. Those are, I mean, you come in and you drill, and those are affected by the price of oil. You'd have more drilling when there's prices high. But with gas plant jobs, that gas is coming from all these produced wells, and they're just producing that much more gas with the new technologies, and so they have to have a place for this to get processed. And so those are very stable jobs that will be kind of career-type positions once these more plants open.
Rough numbers. How many jobs do they need per plant?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I'm not the best person, but probably 60 or 80, permanent jobs, I think.
You're talking about 4 of them. And then not to mention the whole construction phase.
Correct.
Right? There's a whole other group of workers, right?
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what we're seeing right now is there's going to be a bunch of pipelines being built. And so we're going to be needing to focus in on getting those things. Those are more short-term jobs, but definitely needed jobs, too. So
pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All right, more of our conversation with Daniel Stenberg after a short timeout. We're at the University of Mary campus within the Rough Riders Center in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burleigh County Farm Bureau believes in these principles. That's why they support activities and events that keep North Dakota's roots firmly planted in the soil. They support ag-related activities like the Wing Rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and the Collegiate Farm Bureau. Burleigh County Farm Bureau supports youth leadership programs because our young people are the future of agriculture and our state. Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burleigh County Farm Bureau.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and...
All right, we have a winner. Russell Dorman of Hamel, South Dakota was a lucky winner. And we have our second winner out of the 6 gift certificates we did between Freebie Meats and Schweitzer's Meats from Burleigh County Farm Bureau, where the winner said, give it to the food bank. Give it to somebody else. So, Russell, thank you for that. We will do that. We'll make sure that. Appreciate it. He said, love your show. Listen to it every day while feeding Jorgensen Land cattle bulls. All right. Good job. I got a commercial in, too, there.
Yeah.
We won't even send you a bill. It's no problem. We're in Watford City today, and, you know, we love being in Watford City. You hear us talking about it often. And I would really encourage you to just find some time to get up here, see this facility, especially if you have a meeting need, a convention, maybe you're part of an annual group or whatever. This facility is phenomenal. you know, a great water park, two ice rinks, you know, a concert type venue, you know, obviously a place, field house for games and tournaments, and just a lot going on. It really is, and the meeting space. So very nice at the Rough Rider Center. And remember, when you stay here in Watford City, we have the best of the West deal with a number of participating hotel and motel facilities here. Does anybody even use the term motel anymore? I think that went away. I'm dating myself with that whole deal. But the accommodations here, I always say, they're not unlike what you'd find really in any major metropolitan city. You might not have the five-star Marriott, right? You don't have the JW Marriott. But everything else, it's unbelievable. So it is, it's really good. Teddy's Residential Suites, the world-famous Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, and Mainstay Suites are all participating. So you tell them, hey, best of the West deal, you get 10% off their already low rate. So it's a great deal. And we'll be back for the job fair on the 26th of April as well. That'll be going on. That, mark that on your calendar here at the Rough Rider Center. All industries, job fair, 11 a.m. to 3. And if you want to be part of that, give them a call here at the Rough Rider Center. Should be great. Veterans preference from 11 to 11:30. More with Daniel Stenberg, who heads up McKenzie County's economic development efforts today, on What's on Your Mind, and our final chat here today on the program at 9 before the top of the hour. Looking forward to that job fair. That'll be great. What are the, on the workforce front, is that what you're hearing from a lot of folks? They need skilled workers here, don't they?
Well, we need a little bit of everything. I mean, we've got the hospitality with all of the hotel rooms that we have. We've got that need, all the food services, in addition to the construction. Construction will be huge this summer, just with everything happening. We'll need construction workers. But then, yeah, we also need people that just are business workers, and as well as oil workers. So just a little bit of everything.
All of the above.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And so mark that on your calendar. Good chance to get up here, check it out if you're, you know, for any reason. I mean, you're looking at a new opportunity here. What do you need? What if I came to you and said, what isn't here that you're going to need, knowing what's going to happen the next few years, what would you tell them, Daniel?
We're always looking to expand the retail opportunities. That's a little bit it's a little bit of a challenge just because of the way online marketing is going. But I think the base is here. We did have Family Dollar come in, and they opened up two stores. They don't open just one. They open two on opposite sides of town, and I think they're doing fine with that. And so
that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. No, it's,
yeah.
It's
for the size community, but well, one of each.
People are start talking about East Watford and West Watford City now, and it's just kind of like growing up here when it was 1,000 people, is like you kind of laugh at that. But now it does take a little bit to get from one side of town to the other.
Yeah. So retail. Be good. Anything else?
Rita, we are getting a new travel plaza on the east side of town, which I think will meet a need. There just hasn't been that on the east side of town. And in addition to that, or in that, there will be a pizza place as well as a corner kitchen is what it's going to be called. It'll be a quick serve comfort food type thing going on.
How do they determine where they're going to go? I mean, are they looking at traffic counts or what?
Yep. Yeah, I know those people. They're looking at everything. They look at the traffic counts. They look at how many people are live nearby, and then where are the other places at in town. So
how is the traffic?
It's. I mean, we are.
That used to be a thing when people say Watford. Oh my gosh, it's gridlock, it's traffic jams, everything else. But I mean, all the new infrastructure is in. So how do you handle it?
Yeah. No, I think we're in a much, much, much better shape than we were before the bypass was going around Watford City. It took all the truck traffic off of Main Street, and so now I'd say it's still a vibrant pace here. But it's we don't have to plan for extra time because of traffic. Whereas before, when it was hard to take a left-hand turn, now you can make left-hand turns.
I did notice coming up 85 yesterday that it was almost like the old 85, where you would see occasions of, like, you know, trucks and vehicles in, like, a, you know, 20-car convoy or something, where you had the pretty, you know, a lot of traffic on 85. I mean, not stop-and-go traffic, obviously, as there was sometimes coming into Watford over the years, but, I mean, it's busy, isn't it?
Yep, well, yeah, and that's kind of our push, is we would like to see that four-lane. The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway has been working on getting it four-lane from Watford City to Interstate 94 at Belfield. And so that's just kind of the next thing that we need to do. And then once we get that, that'll open up all more opportunities, just because some trucking, they don't want to come on a two-lane road.
If folks want to find out more about the opportunities here, about economic development opportunities in McKenzie County. How do they get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, just econdev.mckenziecounty.net, or if you go to mckenziecounty.net, then you can just click economic development, and my contact information is there. I'd be happy to chat with people if they're looking for a job, wondering about opening a business, different things like that. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Daniel Stenberg, McKenzie County Economic Development. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good to see you. We'll see you on the 26th. Looking forward to being up here for the big job fair. Mark that on your calendars, folks. We don't have time to get any other callers in, but this texter did say, go Sue. So I think it's, Todd, he's slipping. He usually buzzes me. No, it was the texter. No. That's why he didn't do it. He didn't take it out of the texter.
I can't buzz a texter.
Yeah. How about this? Free my pillow. Free my pillow, since I didn't give it a chance to give it to a first-time caller this hour, to the first person that gives us a little review on today's radio show. How do we do? Text 701-367-2054. We got a free my pillow. God bless you. See you Monday, folks. Bye-bye.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's the national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a hot spring spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down. That's less than $1 a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture. By the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry!
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.